The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Okay, Jason, the table's yours tonight.
No,
I threw a hip out.
Go for it.
Keep dancing.
I threw my hip out. I need the doc across the table.
I need
Good evening.
Good evening.
Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes, sir.
It is, what is it, August 11th?
It is, yeah.
And it's 175.
Nine. Yeah, I know. Here in the studios downtown at KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming worldwide at KCNR1460.com.
Yep. Nigel, James, and Jason. Jason's in the house.
Jason is here.
How was the bottling? Did that, was it successful?
Bottling. Yeah. Yeah, over 1,000 bottles.
Okay, so riddle me this.
Riddle me that.
Buzzman. Why are they bottling so early?
It's been in tanks, so he's got to get out of the tanks into bottles.
Oh, so that's right. The crush is in October.
Yeah.
But this has just been aging, and
yeah, it's been
now
aging
it's ready.
Very well. So,
what were you guys bottling?
Chamon de
Bon.
Chamon de Bon. Yeah. I don't know, some kind of red wine. I don't know.
That's fine. Okay. Well, we have with us our guest. It's her first time on the radio. Are you nervous?
Not really.
No, you're doing all right. Well, so James, turns out you have all kinds of ailments. You've been talking up a storm about listing everything. June, you are a...
Nurse June.
Nurse June. You are a nurse practitioner.
Correct.
Here in Reading.
Yes.
Here in Reading.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about you and what you do.
Go in the Wayback Machine, where it all began.
Are you from here?
Actually, I grew up in Willis. I always wanted to be a nurse and achieved my LVN by age 19, way too young.
Wow.
And worked as an LVN for a couple of years and went back to school and got my RN. Loved being an RN. I worked about 17 years at Inlow Hospital. I did some teaching. I developed a CNA home health aid program. Did that. And then while my kids were growing up, I taught for 8 years in Willows again, a medical assistant program. And that was really great fun. Was able to train a lot of the staff in Chico and surrounding areas. So then my kids did grow up on me, and I knew I needed to do something else. Always had wanted to be a nurse practitioner. Went back to school again and got my nurse practitioner.
Good for you.
So, yeah, I've been a nurse practitioner about 6 years. I had a patient telling me she was so upset. I was working in Red Bluff at the time. So upset that her doctor was leaving and she didn't know what she was going to do. And so I got my nerve together and I called her and I said, well, who is this doctor? And I got a hold of him and he wanted to sell his practice. And so I cashed out my retirement and bought his practice.
Okay.
So I did that for a couple of years. It was Dr. Harris's practice. And then I found out that, you know, nurse practitioners, we get 20% less than doctors from insurance companies, and my overhead was just too high.
And why? And not to change the subject, because this is history right now,
mm-hmm.
but why, just because now I don't want to forget, why would that, I mean, why? Why would you get less?
I wondered that, too.
Same service.
We do exactly the same thing. I often tell my patients.
Hello, I go to see my doctor, and most of the time I just see the practitioner. I don't even see the doctor.
That's true.
Right. But people usually like nurse practitioners because we're trained as a nurse, so we're trained to listen.
Yeah, bedside
We've
manner.
Spent hours at patients' bedsides, and we really get what people are telling us. But anyways, nope. And then Medicare pays you a dollar less a year, so that was really not helpful either. So I decided I needed to close it down and just not take insurance anymore. And that was like a funeral every day because my patients really liked me and the Medicare people. They're like, what are we going to do? And like, I'm so sorry. But I ended up just picking up a few days at local healthcare establishments and opening up a very small office at Dr. Grevey's office here in Reading. And the patients that wanted to stay with me did, and I picked up a few along the way. And I ended up starting a weight loss program that I'm very proud of. So I do that as well as primary care. I specialize in diabetes. But I take care of the various illnesses, sickness, hypertension, COPD, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. And how many kids?
I have three children, 29, 28, 25, and two are nurses.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's in the family.
It is.
Very good.
Caretaking.
Yeah, right. Question. Do you see a difference in frequency in patients who have insurance or Medicaid, right? How often they come in and...
Well, I don't take the insurance.
No, but back then. Versus somebody who actually has to pay for their visit.
You know, I have some really loyal patients, and some do come see me every month. Some come every 3 months. Some come yearly, 6 months. I don't really see a difference, no. My diabetic patients, until I get them stabilized, I require them to come once a month because we're constantly adjusting their medication, their dietary plan. My medical assistant is 6 feet tall, and she is a world champion weightlifter, so she works a lot with our patients in terms of exercise plans. She'll meet them at the gym and help them develop their best.
Please tell me her name's Helga.
No, it's actually Kat, short for Kathleen, but okay. Everybody loves her.
I was like, does she have a big Russian accent?
Nope. I just think it's funny that she's 6 feet tall.
I love it. Is that what would motivate you, James?
No, I just, well, I mean, I just, you know, you walk
become
in
a faster runner.
Yeah. I need somebody like that to tell me how to work out. That they look like I'm going to be, they're going to crush me if I don't do my job.
No. So have you noticed a flux ever since Rite Aid shut down? Did you hear about that?
Where, yes,
I mean, that's a huge thing going on right now, and people are feeling the pressure of that.
I've been grateful to Safeway for picking up a lot of previous patients. We have a problem in Reading when patients need narcotics. I probably can count on one hand the amount of times I've voluntarily prescribed narcotics. I inherited them, some from my previous business. But some people really do need narcotics for pain, and trying to find pharmacies that would be willing to take them because they're limited by the government how many narcotics they can prescribe, fill. Yeah. But I think...
Well, I know this guy on the corner, and he's got tons of them. No, just joking.
Okay, so when did this change happen? Because I remember, 10 years ago, there was an epidemic of just way too many prescriptions.
Yes, and Reading was earmarked. I can't remember how we're on the list, but we're on the top 10
for
most prescribed narcotics. Yeah, and it's not just narcotics; it's anti-anxiety agents, things like that. And so I believe it's happened in the past 3 years or so.
Mm.
Yeah,
it's been going on. I mean, I've been watching it and reading about it for a while. I mean, that the whole thing with opioids. What was the big one?
Yeah, we got settlement.
NorCal.
OxyContin.
Yeah, I was going to say that one was narco. Scary. Or I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah,
but I mean, that was like an epidemic. I mean, nationwide, it was insane.
It was horrible, and people died.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah, and very clearly, you know, the investigation showed that. This was a known thing from the manufacturer. They knew what that this was so incredibly addictive. And so then, I mean, then there was a big kibosh on a lot of it. I mean, everything changed. You couldn't even, I mean, darn, now you even go to get some,
Tylenol? You go
something,
to show your ID?
Yeah, something out of the, you know, that you would normally get. Yeah. And then they're like, do you have your ID? And they track to see if you've bought it and how often. I'm like, good Lord. Mm-hmm. I just have a stuffed nose, for real.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty tough. And then sometimes when people can't get medicine, they turn to heroin or fentanyl.
Well, that's the thing for me now is that I'm not saying that we should be subscribing those kinds of medications like crazy anymore. But that's what's taken its place now.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to an on-air thing just today, and Kash Patel was saying how much fentanyl they've captured in the last 3 months. And
horrible.
He said they've taken enough off the street to kill 150 million people. Like 150 million people.
Wow.
What they've removed off the streets, that's how many people it can kill if they were to dose it or prescribe it. And I'm thinking that's like a third of the entire country's population.
That's crazy. So tell you what, let's take our first break, and then we'll get into a happier topic when we get back.
Okay.
Thank you. Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
And we're back. Nurse June, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having
Nurse
me tonight.
Nurse June reminds me of some... That would be a good movie, right?
Was that the one that was in Kill Bill?
Kill Bill, I don't know. I'm like, is Nurse June a heroine or a...
Gotta be a heroine. With a name like June, gotta be a heroine.
Okay. Yeah. So, what kind of practice are you doing and how can people find you?
Sure. Well, I'm a primary care. That's my specialty, family nurse practitioner. I'm licensed to take care from zero to the grave. But that's what they say. But I prefer to see 2 years old and up. Again, my specialties are weight loss and diabetes. Mm. I'm pretty good at taking care of hypertension and COPD and COVID, actually. So you can find me at, my phone number is 530-242-1227. My office is in Dr. Greaves' office. He's a chiropractor here in town. 664 Azalea. I do have a website, primarynursehealthcare.com. And I have Facebook pages, Primary Nurse Healthcare. And then Lean Rx Solutions. I believe my website's Lean Rx Solutions with a side view of the primary nurse healthcare. Lean Rx Solutions is our specialty in weight loss. I think what makes us a little different in weight loss is we have a really unique eating plan. And then I was just telling these guys, my medical assistant is 6 feet tall. She is a world champion weightlifter times two. She competed in Las Vegas.
That's
I think
so cool.
She deadlifted like 750 pounds. 750. Yeah, like what? And so part of the fee for weight loss goes to her, and she meets people at their gym and works out a plan for them, and she helps adjust their eating to encourage even greater weight loss. And I was just telling you guys that I have a patient that started out at 400 pounds, and 2 years later he's 200, and he's only 5'9", so he's still working on it. Yeah.
Way cool.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Any other favorite, examples or testimonials?
Oh, yeah.
Patients?
Yeah. I remember meeting one patient, and she's a waitress at a local restaurant here in town. And she's like, I'm a big girl. I've always been a big girl. And that you're just not going to be able to fix it. I think she was like 285 and probably my height, 5'5". I was like, watch me. And I still remind her every now and then. Because she comes in for maintenance now every 3 months. And she's like, I can't believe this. She's now 135. She exercises all the time.
She was 285.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we have quite a few stories like that. It's so exciting to see somebody just change their life. I don't have a bias against obesity, but I do know that for every pound of weight loss, it takes 10 pounds off your knees. So we're saving people's knees and backs and preventing heart attacks and strokes Some of my moms were like, wow, I can run and play with my kids now. I could never have done that before. And I shared with you guys that I was once 200 pounds. I'm now 120. That I had obesity at one time with gestational diabetes from pregnancy diabetes. So I understand. I totally get it. What it's like to lose 15 pounds and have it come back just 2 weeks later. So I think our methods have just been so successful.
Good. That's awesome.
Hmm.
I love it.
Well, I was going to ask you to bring chocolate, but it's a good thing you didn't.
it's not safe in the world right now with chocolate. It's too hot.
Yeah, it would melt.
Right. I mean, literally from the kitchen to here, I think it would have just been a truffle blob.
Or liquid. Right.
Have you noticed a change or a shift in medical cases, ailments ever since COVID?
Oh, yes. Yes. Like I told you, I kind of developed my own little protocol for COVID. And when nurses would post on Facebook, I used to work with at in the hospital, and they'd say, yeah, they sent me home from the ER in Tylenol. I'd be like, call me. I got you. And I've always been willing to treat anybody even for free, for COVID, because we know there were a lot of deaths back in the day. My favorite story is, I treated a whole family. And the grandma was 99 years old, and we saved her from COVID. No hospitalization, no death. What I found out is the medical assistants in the office I was working in, they had sore throats. And so I looked at them like, I'm going to give you an antibiotic. And then lo and behold, like 5 days later, everybody was testing positive for COVID. And I do a lot of reading. I read that in China, the people that survived COVID, all they had was vitamin C. Mm. And they took a tremendous amount of vitamin C, 20 to 25 grams a day. Mm. So guess what?
How many oranges is that?
Oh, no. My patients were required to go to Costco and get their 1,000 milligram vitamin C. And they took four or five times a day.
Oh, my Lord.
Five?
Yes, five. Well,
5,000, 5, four or 5 times.
So we
a day.
Did the.
So that's like 1 million doses a day.
one million.
It's 20 to 25 grams a day, but
wow,
what it did.
You know that was what my wife did.
Really?
And it absolutely worked for her.
Well, thank you for the kudos there.
Yeah.
But what it does is it helps remove the dead virus from the body. It's not the actual COVID virus that was making people die. Mm-hmm. It was the side effects of that dead virus, your own immune system attacking it. And then I ended up using a steroid inhaler called Trilogy, decrease inflammation in the lungs, help people cough out that mucus. Mm-hmm. And if I got him in time, we were fine. Like I can literally say I had no hospitalizations or deaths. And that was in 2020 when pretty tough.
Wow.
I've had COVID more times than I care to say. Kind of a hazard of my occupation.
Sure.
But I do my own protocol. I also use clarithromycin if people weren't allergic to it or not contraindicated, because clarithromycin is an antibiotic that stays in the lungs for up to 30 days. Mm. And it worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, my friend, you know him.
That one.
Mr. Door.
He's had COVID many times because he works with the elderly, and they just, he just gets it because everybody.
Hazard of his occupation.
Yes, hazard of.
Yes.
But after his first episode of it, he lost his ability to smell and taste. And it, everybody was like, oh, it'll come back. But it's been over 3.5 years, and it's not come back. But recently, within the last probably 6 months, somebody slapped a nicotine patch on him.
I've heard about that.
And lo and behold, about 6 weeks into the protocol, he was like, wait a second. And then what ended up happening is he's on a really strict diet and he's done really, really well, right? And so his smell and taste came back, but he took the patch off because he's now afraid that he's going to have 100% of his smell and taste back, and he's not going to be able to control his diet because the food tastes so good. But it still continued to come back even when he stopped it. And I would say he probably has 80 or 90% of his smell and taste back, and he's like, that's enough.
That's enough.
They're doing a lot of research in that area.
But I was like, nicotine? And he's like, yeah.
It, because it binds with the receptor in the cell that the COVID binds with. So, and it can be a very low dose of nicotine.
It was the lowest.
Yeah.
I mean.
And so what that does is it stopped the virus from being able to be in that cell.
Yeah.
Now, there is a doctor in California, Dr. Day, I shouldn't say his first name because I might have it wrong, but it's Dr. Song Siong, S-I-O-N-G,
mm-hmm.
and he claims he has a cure for long COVID.
Really?
He is using the same method that he uses for cancer. He's treating bladder cancer now with 100% success. So I have great hope that he's going to eliminate cancer.
Yeah.
But he tried to get Dr. Fauci to allow him to use it when COVID was going.
And you know Dr. Fauci's everyone's friend, so I'm sure that went well.
Some people think that. but they wouldn't let him use it. And he said he said he stays. He was on.
I'm surprised he's not in prison.
Right? He was on Kelly.
Yep. Clarkson?
No, not that one.
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly.
Oh, Megyn Kelly, yeah.
And Tucker Carlson. Mm-hmm. There we go. And that's where I found out about him. And he says he stays up late at night.
I did see the episode with Tucker.
He's so worried about people having long COVID. He says that the COVID virus stays in every cell, the spike protein, stays in every cell of the body for 3 to 4 years. And he said that it's just...
No wonder I'm dragging.
Well, you're lucky you only had it once. But it's just really intriguing what he's finding out. Because when COVID came out, nobody knew. Nobody knew what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there were quite a few doctors back then who were accidentally unalived.
had ideas. Including the Chinese lab people.
Yeah, some of them disappeared too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Terrible time. And we still have COVID.
Yeah.
It's
now part of society.
I mean. What scares me is the new one.
China's in lockdown again.
That's not COVID. It's something else.
Oh, gosh.
The new one, they call it jagged throat.
Oh, that's right.
It starts with N.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name, but...
I've heard that. Yeah, it's like the worst sore throat.
And the sore throat lasts after you recover from the COVID. I'm like, no. I don't want that. Yeah, it's been in Weaverville right now, I hear.
Oh, no.
Weaverville.
Yeah. Isn't it weird where it pops up?
Yeah.
Like how just...
Weaverville.
From Hong Kong to Weaverville.
Okay, right?
That's great.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
Bypass everything else. Okay, so Jen... again, you are a nurse practitioner. Patients or people who are looking for new primary care.
Yes.
I was going to say, right? And she has openings.
I do have openings. I do want to give the caveat that I'm not taking medical insurance.
Yep.
But we charge $150 a visit, and we do give you a super bill so you can bill your own insurance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I mean, realistically, you can do, and they'll pay.
Right.
I mean,
they'll pay some.
Yeah.
Maybe 80%. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean.
But I'm worth it.
But if I was going to say, but if you actually have somebody that cares about you and looks at you and talks to you and doesn't hand you for, you know, Advil and send you on your merry way.
Right.
That's worth it.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Hmm. My patients really like me.
Yeah. And that's half the battle.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Now you know.
Now you know the rest of the story.
Well, tell you what, let's take our bottom of the hour break. And did
he just walked in? Yeah, well, Mark.
We're gonna be joined, so hang out right there, and we'll be right back.
Oh, right.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online
at ShastaSIR.com.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. We deliver top quality roofing solutions with a family touch, continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability. Call us at 530-999-5622. Hunter Roofing.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Yeah. 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 Come on, James. Do another dance.
No, he needs to go see Nurse June first.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's got a whole list of things.
He's so stretchy.
Good evening, Northern California, Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yes, sir.
Our radio show. Which, you know, we like our radio show, and it's one of the perks for if chamber members want to come up.
Yeah.
Come on and be a guest. And
Nurse June's a chamber member.
Yes, she is. She signed up.
And we thank you for that.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Yes. And now,
beautiful.
Our other hot seat.
Yep.
On the pink mic.
Who are you?
My name's Mark. I'm with Beautify Shasta. It's a new community organization here in Shasta County. Something I started back in July and just.
It's taken off.
Yeah. Saw a need in the community and figured.
So is it effectively, is it a corporation or is it an LLC or not an LLC?
Nonprofit?
Nonprofit?
Not a nonprofit yet.
Nothing yet.
Just, so you just
is just a guy with a dream.
Yeah, just a guy with a dream. And
name again was?
My name's Mark.
No, Beautify
Shasta. Oh, Beautify Shasta. Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it's good that you said Mark, too.
Yeah. Make sure it's that.
Yeah, right.
So what does Beautify Shasta do?
So, yeah, the whole premise behind Beautify Shasta is essentially beautify Shasta, right? Mm. Like, what can we do to make Shasta County more beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So the premise is, you know, litter cleanups, that's a big thing, just because there's so much trash just everywhere. You drive around downtown, you see trash on the side of the street, you go down South Bonneview, pretty heavy area. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of tourism that goes down to the casino.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really how we want to represent our community? Because I don't think so. And so I kind of saw that need, and it's like, okay, let's do something about it. Let's mm-hmm. be active. Let's get out there. It only takes a few hours out of my weekend, and it makes a huge impact, right? Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal, really, just to get out, do some cleanups, and show the community, hey, like, we care. We want to be out there. We want to do stuff. We want to make sure.
In spring and fall.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Plus, you get some exercise in too. It's good exercise.
Yeah, it's a win-win, right?
Yeah.
But you could probably have a lot of fun if you have friends that you go with, right?
Yeah, 100%. Oh,
yeah. Throw your little colored vest on with your little grab claw and
just
go out.
So, did you start out by yourself? Is that it? You just said, "Yep, I'm just going to go."
Yeah. So it was just an idea, and technically not necessarily by myself, since you know one of my first volunteers came along. Jason here was willing and eager to come with us down to the convention center. We did our post-party cleanup after the Freedom Festival, which was a lot of fun. We were down there, collected 40 pounds worth of trash that day. Beautiful morning, great day.
Just on the lawns and stuff?
Yeah, just on the lawns.
Shame on people.
Well, you know, they're having fun. They're partying.
I get that, but it's 40 funny. Pounds of trash.
40 pounds.
I mean.
I saw on Instagram one of the little videos about people having to clean up in between shows at a movie theater.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, themselves.
No. So when people leave, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, they come
in. And then the cleaners come in and clean before the next showing.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
How much money they find.
How much trash people
Well, you know what? Yeah. People have gotten so rude. Now they don't even use the garbage. They don't even use the garbage. They just put their shit. Oops, sorry.
Seven seconds.
My bad. Sorry. They just put their things on
the
floor.
That's another $250 fine.
Things on the floor.
Things on the floor.
But just the amount of.
Here's the thing, though, I will tell you. I did movies in the park for 16 years, and there was very little trash ever left behind. We provided trash cans and stuff, but the people that came, I would say, please, please, please take the time to look around you for the items that you brought in so you don't lose your phones, your wallets and stuff. And please take your garbage and use the cans. It's not that hard. You have to walk to the parking lot. Just dump it along the way.
Yeah, 100%.
And they did really, really great job. Well, I was proud of the moviegoers.
And that's the other thing with Beautify Shasta, too, is like our whole premise is also stewardship, right? Like making sure we're being good stewards of land. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, being part of the 4x4 community myself, that's something that we do push is, you know, being a good steward, making sure you're out there, being the example, right?
Leave like, no trace.
Leave no trace, exactly. Yeah. And it's not hard, you know, especially when you have trash cans that are provided. You know, we try to make it easy and, you know, accidents happen, right? Like we see that all the time driving down the freeway. Something accidentally flies out of your car. That's, you know, it sucks, but it is what it is. Like, you know, that's why we like to be out there. We like to make sure that we're picking that stuff up to make sure that, you know, the people that are coming to Shasta County sees that and says, wow, this place is great. The community really cares because I know they do. Mm-hmm. Like, they're out there already doing the work. There's
sometimes, I see them.
Yeah, all the time. You know, they got the Rotary Clubs, Active 2030. They're always
out
there.
And I feel kind of bad because when I see them, I'm assuming that they're convents. Convicts. Sorry, not convicts. Convict nuns. They're nuns.
They're nuns. Flushing the trash.
Yeah.
You need convicts. You need more coffee.
Or you're having to do, what is it, community
service. Like the work
service. Yeah. Like, yeah.
But more and more people are getting involved too, aren't there? More organizations are plugging in. And
yeah, so we're getting some support. You know, we just had the Members First Credit Union. They came out with a few volunteers.
Oh, cool.
A couple Saturdays ago, they have a volunteer program for their staff. So they were, you know, generous enough to take their time and hang out with me on the weekend. And, you know, we were out there in Shasta Lake City on Pine Grove and Ashby.
Very cool.
We picked up about 50 pounds worth of trash out there in about a quarter mile.
Now, do you guys bag it and take it away, or are you able to leave it, like, in the orange bags and notify the city and say, we're working here, send your truck out to pick up?
So it depends on the location.
Okay.
So luckily for us, you know, great partnership with the City of Shasta Lake Public Works Department. We were able to get in touch with them and say, hey, this is our plan. This is where we want to be. This is what we're wanting to do. They were
and then they're like, that's $600 you need to get a permit.
No.
That's coming.
They actually provided us with vests, gloves, their grabbers, the bags, all that stuff, and they actually came out the next Monday morning, the next weekday, and pick up all
good
the trash that we collected.
Good for them. Congrats. Yeah. That's awesome.
So that was a great, you know, great little partnership there. The trash that we picked up at the city, that was my bad. I didn't coordinate with the city well enough, so I just took that down myself to the transfer station.
See sometimes you can do that. Yeah, you have a truck, just throw it in there.
And it's not a big deal. Like if you're at home, you know, we have your kids, you're, you know, after school or whatever, you're walking home, you know, you pick up trash with the kids, you can throw it in your garbage can. I don't always have a full trash can at my house.
Do you
ever
find anything interesting?
There's occasionally, you know, items that you're like, oh, you know, that's kind of...
You put it on eBay?
No, not even a little bit. I mean, I should, you know, make a little bit of money, right?
Hey, we got the corn dog, remember? We got the corn dog.
Yeah.
I need to post that.
Yeah.
So how do people find you?
Super easy. Just www.beautifyshasta.org. That gives you links to our Instagram. We have an Instagram account. We have a public Facebook page. We also have an organizers Facebook group. So if you're wanting to get involved, do a little bit more, you know, share ideas on how we can do things, you know, more efficiently, or if there's hot areas that need to be, you know, focused on, which of course we all know the river, right? We all know that that's a place. But yeah, so just there's multiple ways you can get a hold of us. You know, we're out there. I try to be as active as I can on the socials just to kind of help keep the public informed with what we're doing, just to make sure that they see the good that other people are doing, because it's not just Beautify Shasta, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many other groups that are out there that are really putting in the work, and they have been for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to be able to highlight those individuals, like the fire department, you know, over off Hill or Hartnell. They just did a big cleanup over the weekend too, and they collected 50 pounds of trash just right off of Hill or Hartnell. So, you know, they
just on Hartnell itself.
Yeah, just on Hartnell. They went out with their crew, you know, not necessarily the fire department, the CERT team, you know, with the fire department, they went out and cleaned up. I saw that on Facebook. So it was nice to be able to, you know, share that story and just highlight the good that they're doing, because it's a lot of work, right? You know, you spend a couple hours, but it makes such a huge impact. It's just, you know, it makes everything just so much nicer in the area.
Yeah. So, Jason, you've talked to us about this organization. Do you guys, and I could be misinterpreting one organization or the other, so I apologize if that's the case, but are you guys also into greedy into graffiti removal?
Gosh,
my brain is like,
Yeah, so that's something we're definitely, we're going to be dabbling in a lot more in the future, the more we grow, because there is graffiti issue, right? Yeah. There's a lot of things
that we talked about, incorporating.
That's what I remember.
Clements Coatings.
Clements.
That's right. So he was there working out the office painting, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. Yep. And then,
so our new chamber office that we were down there this Sunday and.
But he's all in. He wants to do the, head up, in parallel and collaborate with Mark here and us about the graffiti removal.
Yeah.
It'll be good advertising for him, a good thing for the community, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think
that I love you'll get to use a, you know, a flamethrower to burn the paint off. No, sure. No problems here in Reading. No worry about fire.
No, we got
it under control.
Yeah. So, yeah, just it's things like that. Graffiti removal, that's something in our wheelhouse that we're going to be doing in the future, you know, especially with more partnerships that we build. Urban landscaping, you know, just like you see overgrown sidewalks with, like, trees and bushes and weeds in the way. Mm. Like that, you know, should be pedestrian-friendly, right? We want to make sure people are safe as well when they're in our community.
Yeah.
So just working with the city and the county to make sure that we're organizing those things so we're getting the proper permission and making those good connections to say, you know, we're here to help. We're not here to hinder.
Are you from here?
I am from here, yes.
Born and raised?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yep. Yeah, I love Shasta County. It's a great
community.
What are
you, about 15?
15, pretty close. Yeah, I turned 15 next year. Yeah.
15 plus.
You look like a baby face.
Oh, thank you. I'll be 40 this time next year.
So, really?
Yeah.
Wow, I would never guess that. Yep. I mean, I'm like, good for you.
40 next October.
So what do you do in real life besides be a do-gooder?
Yeah, so real life, I mean, it's still kind of
we have two.
So real life, my full-time job is I work at Shasta County Office of Education.
SCOE.
Team SCOE.
Yeah.
So that's my home away from home. I support Schrader Planetarium, Whiskeytown Environmental School, and then all of our STEM programs as well. So that's my that's another passion of mine, is to be able to kind of help give back to the community with my
full-time Schrader job. Planetarium, it's so funny, because when I picked up my phone, I wasn't trying to be rude, but my contractor sent me a quote for the metal roof on my mother-in-law's ADU that I'm building in the backyard. And when I pulled the permits to have that done to build that, one of the places I had to go to was SCOE to pay permit fees for schools. And I walked into that building, which is on what street? Is that Orange? No, Orange is the above.
It's on Magnolia.
Magnolia, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when I first moved here, I was 5, and we lived in an apartment on Orange Street. Okay. And that used to be a school that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I went in there to pay the bill, and it literally knocked me over like a ton of bricks. The smell, there was such a reaction. Instantly memory and identification. I got goosebumps, but I could smell. It was like I knew that smell. I could smell that with the cafeteria. I mean, the whole thing. But the planetarium was my classroom.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Oh, wow. It was a planetarium. Yeah.
Oh. So that smell brought.
I was blown away that the building still smelled like my school from kindergarten. Like I was just like, my brain was like, you know? Mm-hmm. And all these memories came back. And I remember one time there was this huge tractor tire that we used to play in, and you could climb inside of it because it was on its side. And we got busted for eating paste inside of the tire.
Yep. You know, paste, like the old-fashioned paste made out of you know.
Back then, you used to eat the paste, you used to eat the Play-Doh. I mean, you know.
So, June, you may have some hints there. What's wrong
with
you?
Sick.
Okay, let's take our last break. And when we come back, our favorite topic in general is food.
It's food.
So we're going to talk about food. We're going to ask you food questions. We're going to have chit-chat about food.
Food.
All right.
Can you handle it?
Can you handle food?
Yeah. I think I can handle it.
All right. All right. We'll be right back.
Wednesday. Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems
to modern masterpieces. Every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Yeah. Here we
go. There we go.
Here we go. Kick it up, James. Let's go, Nigel.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right
and
now.
And Nurse June and Mark.
I'm taking care of business.
Taking care of business.
Jim. What was your first concert you went to?
Randy Travis.
Randy Travis.
She's a little bit country. A little bit country,
yeah. I kind of all over the spectrum of music, yeah.
Yeah. Mark, how about you? What was your first concert?
Well, I mean, it depends on if you're talking like big concerts or local.
The first big concert you went to and you go, whoa, okay.
Well, probably the first big concert was Blink-182 down when the Arco Arena was
still.
Oh,
that counts.
Yeah.
How big concert.
Blink-182. Yeah. That's awesome.
Very cool.
I love Blink-182.
Oh.
Mr. Jason, Reading Buzz, Food in the House. So Shasta County Chamber, we're going to be at Spice Garden.
For our roundup
Wednesday at noon. I'm excited to try this. We've heard good things about Spice Garden. Mm-hmm.
Mark will probably be working, won't you, Mark?
I will be working. I won't be able to attend, unfortunately. Mm.
I'm going to write into SCOE and say, hey.
Hey, give Mark a break. Send him on down.
Mm-hmm. He'll bring back some jasmine rice and some butter chicken.
Oh, butter chicken! Oh, that's
I hear the butter chicken at Spice Garden.
I didn't have. I don't. Yvonne bought it and brought it home. I have no idea what I was eating. She brought three dishes home, and every single one of them curled my toes, and I was like, right on.
Yeah,
I like.
And I love the rice too. I mean, the rice. You can't have rice though,
and neither should you.
Yeah, you know what? I try to stay away from the rice, but the temptation is like chocolate.
I know.
It's too hard to stay away sometimes, you know.
So, Jason, any other new?
There's some things cracking off here. A little too early, but yeah, there's some more things.
Come on, spill the rice.
No, there's some other things happening out there at Dry Creek. We know there's some things developing out there, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's some big things.
They got their keys. Today.
All you have to just say is
today.
They got their keys today.
Whoa.
You're under official NDA.
I'm not going to say what it is. You probably figured it out already, right?
But you know what it is.
So
you know what it is.
You say it.
we'll wait until they ask.
Yeah, until they say you can bust it out.
It'll be good.
The old
Dry Creek station will be open again.
He's like that bad devil on your shoulder, pushing you to spill
the rice. But it won't be called Dry Creek.
He said spill the rice, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the rice. Sorry.
There you go. Well, now we can just say spill the beef. Spill the beef.
Yeah, spill the beef.
Oh, cut I know.
Cut the beef.
Do you remember,
now
James?
I'm doing a teaser there now.
I see. Okay, Mark, what are some of your favorite places to eat in town?
Oh, geez. You know, I only really recently started actually kind of hitting restaurants in town, as horrible as that sounds.
Up until then, you made your own dishes?
I mean, yeah, we just mainly ate at home, you know, and then just I kind of started trying to venture out every Friday. I try to take myself out to lunch and
Mark,
try
you need to hang out with me more often.
I know. We need to just hit the town and go out places. Yeah. I mean, I love pizza, right? Pizza's great. Like, Cinders is amazing. I love Cinders.
We just had that right next to our office.
Yeah. I know. Just right around the corner. Yeah,
we just had that on Sunday. We brought in pizza. Mm.
Yeah, I heard about that after I left.
Yes. And you know what?
It was time perfect.
They waited for
you. If you go get pizza on Sundays, if you buy two pizzas, you can get the third one for a penny.
Oh, over Cinders?
Uh-huh.
I'll get out of town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now you know.
I think it's a cheese pizza, but you know, hey,
I'm still
I don't care.
Yeah.
June, how about you?
I was just going to look up the name of it.
I saw you getting on the phone.
If I get to choose, I like the Greek food. I think it's, is it Tumis? I've tried that too. I like them very much. But two guys in a truck or?
Two guys in a grill.
It's a food, a grill. Thank you. Yes. I love Greek food. Yeah.
Oh, Greek. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greek in specific or just the whole Mediterranean kind of?
I think I prefer the Greek.
Do you?
I don't normally eat lamb, but those lamb and beef kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so good.
So you've been to Anthony's then?
These are cultures that know how to cook lamb.
Yes.
And goat. I mean, we in America, don't seem to have it, but goat can be amazing if it's cooked the way it's supposed to be.
I don't know if I could eat goat, but I really like it.
I was going to say, then just pretend it had wool on it. You don't have to worry about it.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
I love me some Greek food. Well, I'm 35% Greek, so.
There you go.
And anywhere else? Any other?
Well, we often eat it Outback.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I love the Alice Springs chicken, and I love the rack of ribs, and I love I get a large dinner salad with extra blue cheese. Love it.
Alice Springs chicken, can't go wrong with that. Or the ribs, yeah.
Has anybody tried Britain's barbecue yet in Anderson?
No, I've heard about that. Do we need to go do that?
Yeah, yeah, Britain's barbecue.
Maybe that could be a weekend thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Either one of you tried the Golden Fang?
I have not, no.
Bang, bang.
You beat me to it. It's a thing, you know, he does. Golden Fang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
That is at the Benton Air Park. It's a cafe.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have to add that to my list of Friday.
So if you guys have never tried...
It's awesome because nothing is ever the same. It transforms almost weekly.
I love strange, authentic cultural foods like the one they have in Red Bluff for the Polish place, Christina's, and Red Bluff. It's real authentic Polish.
So if people are driving around right now, hungry, looking for food, thinking about going and getting some food or eating somewhere, where would you, Jason, where would you suggest they go right now?
Well, it all depends. Taco place, right? Los Dos Amigos, or even El Burrito's House, right? Mm-hmm. They have good, reasonable tacos at a good price.
Yeah. How about Pho?
Pho.
365.
Pho.
365.
I always like the, 365. That's authentic. It takes 2 days to make their base, so, and that's real beef broth.
They do bone broth. Yeah, they do broth. It's so good. It's all traditional. Oh. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, bada bing, bada boom. Yeah, that's good. Just thinking about it makes me hungry. But I can't eat the noodles, a lot of the noodles, because it's carbs.
Mm-hmm.
So it spikes up.
He's diabetic.
I'm diabetic. Mm-hmm. He's diabetic.
She's diabetic.
Mm-hmm. You're diabetic. Are you diabetic?
No, I'm not.
Okay, Mark, you're out of
there. So now I know what I have to work on. No, I'm going to start feeding you tons of sugar.
Okay, so we just had muchas gracias.
Yeah, muchas gracias.
They just joined the chamber.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Yeah, so now we have a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah. Right down the street, right in front of the Grange Co-op.
Mm-hmm.
Is that formally open? They haven't done their grand opening, right? But the doors are open?
Yeah, at the Grange?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. They had their soft opening last week.
Okay. I need to get up there.
You need to go in there. It's nice.
Yeah, no,
that's cool. They have so many things.
I need to get bugs for my chickens.
Mm-hmm. And you can get stuff for the horses, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of fishing gear, believe it or not.
Awesome. Yes, they do.
Not that you go fishing much, James.
No, but my kids do.
Well,
I have one boy that will hike 30
miles.
Do
either one of you raise chickens?
I used to have chickens. I want to have them in the future. Nothing's more fun.
I love my chickens.
He has, how many do you have now?
I only have five.
You have five chickens?
Yeah, they've kind of dwindled down over the years, and I've let them because for a while
I was getting
so many eggs, I couldn't even give them away fast enough. But then they became $9 a dozen, and now I have people, I have people that are very rude in my life that are like, I need eggs. Go to the store. Go to the store. You have chickens. Yes, but I want my chickens' eggs.
Okay. The question is, can you tell the difference between a farm-raised egg than a grocery store mass-produced or egg?
I think you can, and you really can visually. If you take one that's just, come from a massive whatever and one from my hens, the yolks are completely
way different
color. Yeah. They're much more dark.
Dark. Yep. It's a darker yolk.
Yeah, and they have a richer flavor.
Orange flavor, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus, they're eating all those insects out there too.
Yeah, right? And I feed. So. I mean, I feed my girls. You know, they have. They get layer pellets with, you know, all the things that they need in them. But I spoil them too, and they get all kinds of mealworms and this kind of, you know, this fly and that fly. I mean, they're almost rude.
Do you actually pick them up and pet them?
I don't, but they...
Do you see James picking up anything and petting it?
But they do like me. So they do follow me everywhere in the yard, which gets annoying because I end up stepping on them.
So that's what happened to your chickens, then.
Didn't your first batch get slaughtered by a bird?
So my very first, I raised them since they were chicks. And so I had them in the house, whatever. And they got old enough finally where I could put them outside, right? And we built them a big, gigantic pen with a roof, but there was just a little spot that wasn't fully covered, right? And they were little, but they were still running around, and their feathers were coming in, and I fed them. I went inside after I fed them, and then I was going to come back out and do some things. And a blue jay went into the cage through that little crack and beheaded them all.
Oh, how
no
terrible.
Way! Gosh, took the heads off the chickens.
Every head just chopped it off.
Headless chicken.
And I came out, and literally, it was just like a bloodbath within like 10 minutes.
It was Hannibal chicken style.
Yes. And as I was walking out, I could see the blue jay in there, and then it flew out, and I was like, I didn't even know, I was devastated. It was like a horror show. Because I had spent so much time getting him to that point, right? And I was like, oh, my God.
Best murder.
Like, literally, it was a murder.
You know what? You could write a mini-story on that.
Definitely.
Mass murder on the farm.
I thought you were going to say a raccoon.
No. But I have those all the time. In the backyard, we have a light that comes on, and we get raccoons. We get possums. We've had a fox back there. We've got a bear on our fence. I mean,
bear.
It's like
Bigfoot
down in the garden track. It's like Wild Bigfoot. Kingdom. I mean, literally skunks everywhere. I mean, there are skunks.
Oh no!
I mean, yeah, it's crazy.
The bear.
All right.
He's the bear.
Well, on that note, let's give a
murder chicken.
Murder chicken.
A recap to our guests who we're probably embarrassed by now because we just blab away.
Not at all.
Nurse June. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
You are a primary care
nurse practitioner.
Nurse practitioner.
And we want to fill up your schedule.
I would love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So you're open for new patients?
Yes, definitely.
And how can they reach you?
They can reach me by calling 530-242-1227. Talk to the lovely cat, and she'll schedule you right in. You can also reach me on my Facebook page, Primary Nurse Healthcare, and Lean RX Solutions as well.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody wants to impress you, they bring Greek food.
Oh, yes.
Come get well.
Yeah. Yes. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mark, Beautify Shasta.
Yes.
Tell us what you do again.
Yeah,
and how can people reach you?
Yeah, so it can be reached at www.beautifyshasta.org. And we just, you know, do community cleanups, just make Shasta County a little bit more beautiful. And, you know, we're working on doing stewardships. You know, we're hopefully going to be doing some tablings at events in the future.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
So, you know what, I know we only have a minute 45, but I watch these channels where some of these people that are landscapers will come in and help a family that doesn't, you know, the place looks like a jungle, and they'll just do it in situations like that. But I would imagine you're going to develop, you know, and relationships with all kind of people that are willing to take their time and their specialty and volunteer for stuff like that.
Yeah, once we get our word out and people start noticing
us. So if somebody knows of something that really needs some assistance, they can reach out to you. And
100%.
You guys can see if it's something that you might be able to tackle, right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
So you can participate in the work,
yep.
Or you can participate by helping to point out maybe a need that the people that can do it might be able to tackle.
Yeah, that'd be great. Just reach out.
Awesome. Okay, 1 minute left. So we, the chamber, we will be at Spice Garden on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. That's in Four Corners, right? Over in Four Corners?
Spice Garden on Four Corners?
On Hilltop.
On Hilltop.
Oh, it's on Hilltop.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was going to say you lost me.
Where Taj was. Yeah. Sorry. For some reason, I was thinking it was
over.
There
used to be that Mexican place in there. Was it a Cicada something or other?
Oh, yeah.
Ignore that, Spencer.
Right there. And then the following Friday evening, I believe we'll be at Charlotte's. Okay.
Charlotte's is confirmed.
Sunrise Rotary.
Yep.
And the other day I was at Cheesecakes, and we're doing Cheesecakes in September.
September. Wow. Cheesecakes
and
Unlimited, right?
And don't forget Rodeo.
There's 40 pounds on
Rodeo,
it right there.
Rodeo, September 27th.
And don't forget, stay away from those murdering blue jays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, California. We'll be back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.